Hello and welcome to another Sleepy Time review. If my voice seems a bit crisp, it's because I have a stinking cold, but there'll be more of that on the main pod as well. Let me just readjust this microphone. There we go. Falcons rally, in part thanks to a Baker Mayfield interception, to win 29-28 in a close game. Falcons score 15 points in the fourth quarter, including a walk-off field goal from Zane Gonzalez. And one of the better games from Kyle Pitts, in fact, one of the best games from Kyle Pitts, the game that we've been waiting for, who ended up with 166 receiving yards, but more importantly, three touchdowns. This was the Kyle Pitts game, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers couldn't do anything to stop him. Falcons handed this to the Bucs on a plate, and the Bucs just handed it back. Falcons committed a total of 19 penalties for 125 yards. So I suppose however you feel about this, there are serious flaws in this Panthers team. Kirk Cousins had another great game as well, 373 yards, three touchdowns. And just in general, it felt like the Falcons could do whatever they want to the Bucs. The Bucs themselves, considering this is the healthiest they've been in a long time, were disappointing. Mike Evans being back made an immediate difference. 132 yards from Mike Evans, obviously a missing piece for this Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. But the free fall continues. Bucks are now 7-7. And the Panthers go into the next game with the opportunity to go a game ahead, making the two games they've got together, which is crazy, and I know that because I'm a Bears fan that's going through the same thing at the moment, vitally important for whoever limps out of the NFC South. Feels like the Bucks are descending, and it feels like the Panthers are ascending at the moment as well. Will has always said this, that the Falcons always give the Bucks a game, and he was right. He was the only person that, unless James went for them, that went for the Falcons in this one, which is crazy to me. But yeah, it was a close game, and the Bucks should have run away with this, in my opinion. But the Falcons just kept on scoring on them, particularly in the fourth quarter, scoring nearly half their points in the last quarter. But there we go. Not very much to add. If you want to feel better about the Falcons, I don't think you do. You know my opinions on them. They are the most frustrating team in the NFL, as far as I'm concerned. And that continues with this as well. Like, they proved they can score 476 total yards, which is bonkers. But, I mean, next week they'll go and lose a silly game. And I can't keep up with this Falcons team. I can't tell you my feelings on this Falcons team. They are 5-9 now, which is about right, but they keep winning games they shouldn't and losing all the games they absolutely should win. But there we go. That's the end of this one. Falcons still a confusing team. The Buccaneers still kind of in a bit of a drop, and the Panthers are celebrating thanks to a Falcons win. But we'll get more on that when we get to the two Panthers games, when they play each other against the Bucks in the next three games. So, perfect. More on the Panthers as well in the upcoming game. So we'll get to that now. Not the Panthers, but the rest of the games, and then the Panthers are in there somewhere. I think we start with the Bears and Browns, actually. I am going to shut up now, and I'm going to hand you over to, well, me. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to the Gridiron Gentlemen podcast, where in this episode we will not be mentioning coat hangers once. You'll have just heard a Sleepy Time review of me talking about what was no doubt a fantastic game between the Atlanta Falcons and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Hopefully the Tampa Bay Buccaneers gave them an absolute hiding, but you know, who knows. And we're going to talk about 15 NFL games, full slate, bye weeks are over, we're into the serious part of the season, or not if it's my fantasy team. And we're going to rattle through a couple of them, but we're going to focus on in depth some of the better games here. To do that, we have Josh. Josh, how's it going?
Things are excellent. There is way less drama in the NFL than in college right now. Listen to
Ooh, yeah, it's not good stuff either. But I'm sure
not good at all.
I'm sure there'll be more on that on this week's Collegiate Gentlemen podcast.
Yes.
Yep. And we have Bass. Bass, how's it going?
Yeah, very well.
Good.
Even I know what's happening in college football, and that's rare.
Utterly bonkers, the situation.
Yeah, it's utterly bonkers.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
It's crazy. It's the biggest college football scandal in a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I don't. We won't get into it in this one. There'll be a whole podcast on bowl games and that again tomorrow, I reckon. So,
Yeah, we'll get into it on that.
definitely. Okay, then. Some games we're going to rattle through because I don't think they are as relevant as others. Some we are going to spend a bit of time on. So we won't be talking about the non-playoff teams like the Kansas City Chiefs, for example. I'm joking, they're still in the playoffs, technically. Technically. We're going to start off, though, with my team, the Cleveland Browns. Nope, the Chicago Bears. So, I'm not well, by the way, to everyone listening, so I'm going to make some terrible jokes because my firewall's down, so they're just going to slip out most of the time. Cleveland Browns come to visit the Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears lost a close game against, I think, a Super Bowl contender in the Green Bay Packers. And the Cleveland Browns lost a close game in definitely not a Super Bowl contender in the Tennessee Titans last week. That being said, Shedeur Sanders looks better, and Myles Garrett is within breathing distance of the sack record. Problem is, Caleb Williams has not been an easy quarterback to get down. How do we see this one going, guys? Who wants to kick this one off?
I think it's a must win for the Bears.
I do as well.
One, because they're in the height of a playoff run or playoff chase. And I think any other year where they're currently sitting, I'd put a lot of money on them making the playoffs. But there's going to be a team probably with 11 wins in the NFC that doesn't make it.
Ben Johnson came out in the press saying that. He said that it's desperation mode now. And the fact is that I don't think he thought we'd be at this point this year anyway. But yeah.
The problem you've got is this is the only game you look at on your schedule and go, that should be a win. There's other games where I might pick you to win, but it'd be 50-50 games.
I agree.
So, because what is it, Packers, Niners, Lions? So,
Other than the Browns, yeah,
yeah, other than this
absolutely, yeah.
week. So, this is a must win. I think it's going to end up being quite comfortable, actually, because Shadur is the sort of player who, through no fault of his own, he's a rookie too. He's like a fifth round rookie. Every good game, there's going to be a bad game. I can't see him stringing two games like he did at the weekend. Like, I think there's much more of a chance of him going 10 for 22 for 112 yards and two picks this week than there is him having the start line he had at the weekend.
I agree. And they still lost that game as well, it's worth
Yeah, and they
mentioning.
still lost. So,
and there's a big difference between the Bears defense and the Titans defense.
Like the way the Bears defense this week, he will throw a couple up to them, and they have been a team that will have been taking them this season. So I think it's going to be quite a comfortable Bears win, actually. I can't really see anything other. Because as much as Myles Garrett is sacking everybody left, right, and centre, for one, like you said, Caleb's difficult to sack, but two, with the Bears run game, they can't just run the ball all day, and you can't sack a quarterback that's not touching the ball. Like, yeah, I think it's going to be quite a comfortable
I
Bears
do
win.
think at some point we're going to get the Caleb game. Like I'm still confident that he's a good quarterback, and I think that's going to happen. And I couldn't tell you in the remaining schedule where what game it is where we don't lean on the run game. Because I think in every single one of the remaining games, the Bears are going to lean on that run game, and I think this one in particular is one where I'm not scared about what they can do against the run. I'm scared of their cornerbacks. I'm scared of a breakout linebacker, and I'm scared of Myles Garrett.
The only way you lose this game is if you hand it to them, so don't give them that opportunity. Basically, would be my thought process right now.
Yeah, I agree as well about Shador. I think this is going to be a bad week for him as well. So I think this is going to be a rough week. So
He's
I
been
mean,
better than expected, but
absolutely. And I genuinely think he's probably earned a shot at being the starting quarterback for a year at least.
yeah,
I
I hope
think.
so, because that makes him less likely to take one this year.
Oh, I mean, I do want. Yeah, good point. I don't know, but like, they can't. I think at some point they've got to just stop and just try and make their decision as to who their quarterback's going to be and try something. I think that the right thing to do is probably to give Shador a shot for a year with a potential backup. Keep Dylan Gabriel on the team, maybe. And just see how that dynamic works, because He's shown enough sparks that I would be okay. I'm kind of in a little bit at least.
Yeah, and please, during for the next season, get some weapons in the building.
Yeah, I mean, no lie there, really, is there? So yeah.
No.
So I assume you guys are going for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
I am, yeah.
Do you know what? For I think the first time this season, so am I. I actually feel confident in this Chicago Bears team this week.
Okay.
You want to
Well,
change your
can I
mind?
change? Can I
Yeah.
change?
I'm gonna go for the Bears. I think everyone's gone for the Bears, so I'm just looking at it now. Yeah, Phil's got 10-0 to the Bears, so yeah. So
Yeah,
yeah.
he was never going to break the Browns. So. You're still muted.
I was still muted. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be. So I've gone Bears. Josh, you've gone Bears. Sorry, this is boring. I'm doing it as we go. And oh, Bass has gone Bears. I think everyone that's voted so far has also gone Bears. Next up, is this the game of the week on the basis of how important it is for both teams? Baltimore Ravens at the Cincinnati Bengals. Both teams lost last week. I think Cincinnati Bengals definitely put up more of a fight than the Baltimore Ravens. I wonder if the Ravens are done already this season. So, how do we see this one going? Josh, you're our resident Joe Burrow backer, so you can kick us off with this one.
Oh, I don't know. Burrow was tremendous until he wasn't. And the weird thing is, that's not been Joe Burrow since he
Yeah.
entered the league. He doesn't make that mistake. And he certainly doesn't make the second one right after it. I think the
No.
second one's a bit harsh, so it was a tipped ball, but it still wasn't well thrown, though. It's not like it was a tipped off his own player's chest. It was a poor thrown ball that got tipped. However, the Ravens are dreadful. They're dreadful. Like, I think we keep thinking because they're the Ravens, they're going to be good at some point, but
Yep.
I don't think they've played a good game all year. Like, the best game they played was the first 55 minutes against the Bills to open in the season, and then they had the worst 5 minutes, and ever since it's just been terrible. Even
The
when they've
Bears
won
as well, to be
games,
fair.
that
The
was a game without
Ravens, Bears.
Lamar,
Yeah.
which is interesting. Like, when their offense plays well, their defense doesn't, and when the defense plays well, their offense doesn't. Like, I can I trust a bit, especially with Joe Burrow's comment. I think some of them have been taken a bit out of hand.
What'd
Like,
he
people
say?
take it. He basically says that you need to think, if it's no longer fun, how long can you keep doing this and stuff like that.
Yowza.
I think part of it, people are saying, is it meaning he's going to retire, doing an Andrew Luck, or is he going to force a trade or something? I think what he's probably doing is try to force the Bengals to stop being cheap.
Yep.
Because you can't go 1-7 in 8 games, your quarterback's down, if you want to be competing. They shouldn't be in a position where one bad game when he came back cost them it. You need to go at least 2-5, 2-6 in those games. You can't go 1-7. So I think it's as much he's trying to get them to sort it out, because everybody's saying, oh, they paid T. Higgins last year and they did what he said. The problem isn't salary cap, because everyone's like, everyone spends a salary cap. It's paying the money up front so that you can maneuver the salary cap, but be willing to outlay cash up front. And they won't do it. That is the problem. You need to pay the salary cap. So people misunderstand that, I think, at times. But I think the Ravens are that bad. I think they win this week. I just think I don't see the Ravens scoring.
Think this is a long-term problem for the Ravens, or do we think this is like a blip?
I
I
don't.
think
I
we need a new head coach. I think they
don't
might.
think Lamar feels healthy.
Yeah, that's how I see it as well. I think.
I think Lamar needs the offseason to get healthy.
I agree.
Just at this point, because this is not Lamar. We know what Lamar can do and what we've seen this season.
We have definitely seen enough of Lamar. That is so
Yeah.
true, yeah. Do we think then, yeah, like Josh says, do you think they actually even consider getting rid of Harbaugh?
I don't think they will consider it at the moment.
I'd be surprised. I don't know whether it's the right move either, but it's not like they've won. I mean, they have won Super Bowls under him, but not recently. So.
No, but I just don't feel like they've been a top team in the past few seasons, and yeah, he has the excuse of this year, just Lamar being out and not being healthy ever since.
Yeah.
It's just not their season. But
Teams have seasons like this, and the Chiefs are going through that as well at the moment, so
yeah, it's just they need some freshening up on both sides of the ball.
can't deny that.
No.
I think as well the Bengals win, and I think contrary to how I believe the season would actually go, I think the Bengals win because they are the better team. I don't, however, think that Joe Burrow is going to win the MVP like I initially had him winning it. So,
No, but he might still be if you just look at what the game, what he means for the team.
I think they need to finish strong. I think that is the point.
Yeah,
I
but
think
I
they're get
think the I think for the Bengals, their loss last week means they are completely out. They'll never clinch.
I think they're looking for
If
an
they
easy
won last
clinch.
week, I still think they have a chance to win the division. And
I'm
now,
going to have a hot take. I still think they have a chance to win the division.
well, of course you do.
No, have you seen this? Like all of a sudden, the Steelers' schedule is not as easy as it looked.
No.
No, but I don't think they catch the Steelers.
So they've got the Steelers have got the Dolphins this week, and suddenly the Dolphins have won three straight and are
Dolphins are
tied with the
feisty.
Chiefs. Dolphins are feisty. That's not an easy win.
Yeah.
You've then got the Lions away. I'd pick the Lions in that game right now. And then you've got the Browns and Ravens. Like, there's only one game there I think I will pick the Steelers in.
Yeah, that's
Spoiler
but
alert for later on. And if the Bengals win out, they'd both finish on 8 wins, and the Bengals have the tiebreaker.
yep.
Now, I don't think the Bengals win out, but
No.
my point is, I think they would still, in that instance, control their own destiny in theory. If what happens in the Steelers happens and the Bengals win out, the Bengals make the playoffs, which is freaking mental and disgusting and shouldn't be a thing. But
Yeah, the Bengals have a clearly easier schedule with the Dolphins, the Cardinals, and the Browns and the Ravens.
such a weird end to the season this year.
Yeah.
Like no one has really stamped on any throats in this year, which is crazy.
The moment we crowned the Rams, they didn't, so.
Absolutely. Bengals across the board for all of us, actually, on
Yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
I'm not outside of
Ravens
James.
by 20 then.
Yep, congratulations, Ravens. Winning the Super Bowl this year.
I
That's
mean, you should definitely don't shouldn't trust our predictions looking at last week.
last week was
Oh, last week's bad.
atrocious. That was
Yeah.
that might be the worst week in memory
Yeah.
across the board. As a result, not much really changed on the leaderboards. I'm still in last place, which is not much of a surprise, with 131. Phil's then on 134 wins. Josh, you're at 135. Duncan, 136. Bass, 137. James, 138. Alan, 139. So, like, we're all next to each other, except for me, who is three behind. But just atrocious week across the board. Really,
I
really bad.
told you, I've never been wrong. Every
What?
pick I've made is right, or coaches, officials, and players have screwed me.
How dare they? That's unbelievable. What are you, Matt LaFleur?
Every pick I've made has been right.
Matt LaFleur, of course, bitching about Micah Parsons being held. Of course, I don't remember David Bakhtiari holding Khalil Mack on every single play. So,
They need to sort holding out. They either need to start calling it the way it is or just change the rule because it just causes more issues than it's not when they don't call it and they call it. Like, they don't call it enough. If you were to call it by the letter of the law, you'd be calling holding on every play. And
100%.
then that's what it causes the issues. Like, well, you let that guy away with it, not that guy. It's the consistency. They just make it up as they go along.
Which is, well, apparently we got a the contract up for the refs, I think, next year. And they reckon there's going to be some major changes at that point.
Yeah,
should,
There
because it's
absolutely
been
needs to be.
make them
If I feel
full-time
this
employee has
employee.
been worse than
Yeah.
it's getting worse. That's the main issue.
I agree. And Josh, I totally agree. Make them full time. How we don't have full time referees in this league, I do not know. That is insane to me. This
I
is
mean, they should be studying film after the every season, every game.
during the season. Aye, during the week, they should be paid a
Every
full-time
week,
wage.
go back to base,
Aye.
sit in all the refs in the room and study film and look what happens.
100% agree. Yeah, no argument here. It should be a full-time job. This is a multi-billion-dollar business.
And they get paid quite a lot of money. It's not like they need, even if they didn't improve their salary, now they'll need to go full time because they wouldn't say yes to it.
Yeah.
But they get paid enough for it. They paid like 250 grand a year.
I'll be a ref for 250,000 a year,
Too
and I'll be
right.
full time.
Yeah. And I
No
tell you
issue.
what, you wouldn't be any worse.
No.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I agree. It's sad, isn't it? But yeah, it does definitely need to shake up, and it looks like it might actually happen as well. So that's good. Yeah, Bengals across the board. Next, then. This is another important game. Chargers at the Chiefs. Chiefs need to win out here, and they need some luck from other teams. That includes beating their rivals, the Chargers, in this one. Chargers won a close game against an Eagles team that looks like it's imploding at a rate of knots. Chiefs lost a close game as well. Well, less than close game against the Houston Texans, who are looking like they're slightly on fire at the moment. How do we see this one going, though? I saw a great Chiefs fan YouTuber talk about how statistically this is not going to be a problem. The Chiefs are going to win out. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to play the Chargers. Mahomes isn't going to let them lose against that one. Okay, that's statistically how they're going to win, is it? Because Mahomes isn't going to let them lose. I've got some bad news for you. He's kind of let them lose the previous however many games. Hence why they're in that situation. But how do we see this one going?
I was really annoyed with us after the Thursday game, the Tuesday pod, sorry, that we didn't highlight the fact that in the same play, Jalen Hurts got intercepted and fumbled
Yeah,
on the same play.
that's
I have
impressive.
legit never seen that before in my life.
No, me neither.
I think the Chiefs win quite comfortably here.
You don't have much faith in the Chargers at the moment, then.
I didn't have much faith in the Chiefs last week, but
No.
the Eagles tried to give the Chargers the game and they just
Yeah.
kept giving them it back. You can't turn a team over five times and only win in overtime.
I think they're like all the big teams seem to be having a year off. This is their
Yeah,
bye
which is
year. Yeah.
if you're the Buffalo Bills, you need to win the Super Bowl this year.
You absolutely do. You need to put the foot down now.
Or at least make the Super Bowl. If you lose
Yeah.
to the Rams, it's like right fair. But we know
Because otherwise,
Burrow,
you're watching
no.
from the outside the Houston Texans or the New England Patriots heading to a Super
Just
Bowl.
feel it. You can't have no Burrow, no Mahomes, no Lamar, and you get beat by either a kid or a 40-year-old. Like, so I think this is the year the Bills need to do it because the Chiefs are that. I don't trust the Chiefs, but I think the injuries are. I think the Chargers are looking like a lesser version of last year's Lions.
Yeah, I could definitely
High's
see that.
not as high, but the injuries are just piled up to the point, and it's a lot of injuries in the one
It's
sort of area.
mostly the offensive line injuries that's
Yeah.
completely killed him.
It's killing him, like seven sacks. Herbert looks broken. Like he was tough, he was running it, he was tough, but he looks broken right now.
He absolutely looks like he's having a rough time at the moment.
Yeah.
Just
He looks
everything
like me
about him.
after a Halloween when I was at uni, after Halloween night at uni,
Oh,
just
really?
walking home like broken, disturbed, horrified at my actions. He looks like that. He looks like Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is 44.
Yeah, that's.
Like,
Sorry,
yeah.
that tickled me. That did. So I had to have a little coughing fit. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. He does. He does look broken.
And Chris Jones, as much as the Texans weren't great, Chris Jones looked. The Chiefs weren't great against the Texans. Chris Jones looked like he had a bit of spring in his step again for the first time in a while.
Absolutely. He 100%. Yeah, he definitely looked like he had a bit
Yeah.
more life in him.
Out of the kind of big four of the Chiefs dynasty, Mahomes, Kelce, Reid, and Jones. I think he was the only one that looked like himself.
Yeah.
And Gorty will be licking his chops going against that old line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, it also doesn't help if the receiver of the Chiefs keep dropping every single ball.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Travis
Mahomes wasn't
Kelce,
playing
unreal.
well, but he wasn't being helped either, so.
No.
And yeah, it should definitely be the last year of Kelce because he's just nowhere
He looks
anymore.
shot.
Yeah, but he needs the money, so you know.
Yeah, it's not like his fiance is a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's needs to yeah, earn his millions, to pay his way.
I seen a funny stat on it. It was Kelce coming out saying he's never, him and Taylor have never argued in their two
I
and a
saw
half years
this.
together. And it
Yeah.
was someone just replied to it. Yeah, I wouldn't argue with my partner either if we had a combined net worth of 1.68 billion and she was responsible for 1.6 billion of it.
It's a bit crazy being a very, very successful, high-paid athlete and being completely washed out by your girlfriend,
Because the
by the
joke was always
country.
Brady, Giselle made more than Brady, but at least they were in the same ballpark. Like,
It's not close.
this is not love, man.
yeah, but Kelce needs to tire. Like, the ironic thing is, he's only 4 months older than Gronk. He's only 4 months younger than Gronk, sorry. Like, the fact he's played that position as long as he has. Now, I know Gronk got way more involved in the blocking and line of scrimmage stuff, but as a tight end to last to this part of 36 at the level he has is incredible. But it does look short now.
Well, let's be honest. He will go into show business. He will be very popular on the
The
old shows.
podcast does really well, doesn't it, currently,
Yeah.
really?
Seems to, yeah.
So he will be fine after the show.
Even if he makes no money, I think he's going to be fine. As long as
Yeah.
they don't get a prenup, he's fine no matter what.
Yeah.
He's not bothered with money.
Oh, there'll be a prenup. I
Yeah.
guarantee in that one.
Yeah,
There will be a
she's smart
prenup.
enough for that.
Yeah.
Hopefully he has arranged for the song rights to the song she writes about him if they ever break up, so.
Well, he's okay for money. He will be fine. It's not
Yeah.
like, you know.
No, fine. Yeah, but I do think they win this. I just think the O-line injuries for the Chargers against Chris Jones, and that as much as the Chiefs were bad last week, that and Mahomes turned the ball over, they were playing a far, far better defense than this Chargers one, and I can't see the Chiefs giving the game away as much as the Eagles did.
No.
No.
No, I agree. So we are going for the Chiefs across the board for the three of us, right? I'm going for the
No,
Chiefs. You're
I'm
going for the
gonna go for the
Chargers.
Chargers. I'm gonna go with my heart. I want the Chiefs out. Get them out as
That
quickly as possible. So I'm gonna go
is
Chargers.
that. It's mental how they're 6-7 and they're still the team nobody wants to make it in.
Nope.
It's like, oh,
Well, they
let's
think
get them out.
as long as they're alive, they're dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, I can't. No argument here. Okay, so me, you, Josh, Duncan, Bill, and Alan have gone for the Chiefs. So far, Will and you, Bass, have gone for the Chargers. So
As
yeah.
long as I'm agreeing with Alan, it seems like I'm doing well.
Yeah, that's the right way to go. That's
But I still
definitely
want to
seems to be
make
the right thing
up
to
positions on Alan, so you need to go different.
do. Yeah, I need to make up some ground as well, for that matter. Another game of the week is Buffalo at the New England Patriots. Buffalo Bills pulled off a gutsy win last week, which was very nearly an embarrassing loss, but they managed to pull it out of the bag. And they're playing against the best team in the league, statistically, I believe. That's the New England Patriots. Bass, resident Patriots fan.
They're not
Sorry,
even
yeah.
a one seed.
Hmm?
They're not even the one seed.
Who are the
No.
Patriots?
No.
Are they
The
not?
Broncos. The Broncos are back on
Oh,
top.
sure. I'll take it back then. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
Yeah.
think it's so. I think it's went all the way down to like opponent strength of schedule or something like that, though.
Yeah,
But
and we have a very weak
yeah.
strength
Yeah.
schedule. So, but I still think we're gonna win this. I
You can win
mean,
it. I mean, you beat them in Buffalo, so you
yeah,
certainly
we beat
can.
them in Buffalo, so we're playing at home now. Although
Yeah.
our away record is pretty damn good. But yeah, we
I mean,
can
when
run
you're
on them.
10-2, your home record and away record are going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah,
Yes,
true. But I
yeah.
believe we haven't lost on the road yet, so. But
So you're feeling
yeah,
pretty confident about this one then?
I'm feeling pretty damn good about this one. Yeah, it's been a while since I've felt that way about a game against the Bills.
Been a while, couple of years. Come on.
True, but
It's
yeah, it's their defense is so bad, and our offense is good, not great, but good.
I
And we can
mean,
definitely score on them. And we still have a very, I still, we have still good enough run defense that we can stop them.
I think the Bills won on a couple of fluky plays last week.
Yeah. And I think the only reason we still have them as high as we do is because of Josh Allen, not because of the rest around him.
Yeah, and the run game as well is still hanging in there, I think.
Yeah, but that's about it. Their passing game is very, very tepid at best, I
Yeah.
think.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I totally agree. But still. What about you, Josh? How you see this one going?
I think the Bills win.
Oh.
I don't think the Patriots are as good as the record suggests.
I mean,
That's
as
fair. That's
someone
fair.
who supports a team that's been accused of having an easy schedule.
I don't even mean schedule, though, because I think you can. I don't mean that like negatively. I don't think you can. You can only beat what's put in front of you. It's not. It's like the NFL is set up in a way that your schedule is what it is. It's not like college where you pick half of it, so then you should argue it down. I just kind of mean like, I think the Rams are a far better team than both.
Yeah, I agree.
I just do, and I don't think the Rams have got an inflated, have got an underinflated schedule. I think the NFL is very hard to go 10-2. I think there's been very, very good teams in the past that go 10-6 and are very good teams. So I don't like, I think with a normal schedule, they'd still be maybe 9-3 or 8-4 this year. They'd still be a very good team. They've just had an easier end. So I think 10-2 inflates it a bit.
But we've beaten them, but we've been beating bad teams convincingly so far the last few couple
You've
of weeks.
done what you're supposed to do. What you,
You've done what
what
you're
else
supposed
are
to.
you supposed to do against bad teams?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, but if so, I'll go back to the Buffalo game because I think that's the last time you played a playoff team, if I'm not mistaken.
We've played Tampa since then.
Are Tampa still top of that division? I know it's joint top, but
Yeah.
who is top? Doesn't really matter. So Tampa then, because Tampa or Carolina, I guess. And you played both. So you played one of them. So,
The Panthers we played before the Bills. So.
what was it? So you might have played one or zero, depending. But I think the Bucks are a better team than the Panthers. So even if the Panthers would technically be in it, I'd count it. So one. The problem I've got is the Bills had 11 penalties for like 90 odd yards. They turned the ball over three times, and they'd been running like a kind of 11-game home winning streak. And I don't want to say it because I don't want to be like mean as if he didn't deserve it. I feel like they probably took the game a bit lightly.
Possibly.
And I think that's bad for them. I don't think that's a negative to Pedro. I think that's terrible for them in a division game that you take anyone lightly. Like what I do give the Patriots credit for is they'll turn up every week and they will, because they're very well coached. Mike Vrabel's an excellent coach. He won't allow that sort of stuff to happen. And there is a skill in that because it gets you the seeding. There's a big thing in beating these teams that you should beat. Like, but I think there's one team that are now absolutely desperate because the Bills aren't clear yet. The Bills still need to make the playoffs.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think it's almost switched. I think the Patriots were chasing at the time and were desperate to prove themselves. Whereas now the Bills have got the desperation. And I think the Patriots are probably not going to be late, but I don't think they'll be quite as on it as they were for the Buffalo game.
Yeah, but I think since then the Bills' defense has deteriorated as well. So,
No, it's
and
terrible. It's
yeah,
not good. It's dreadful.
and I think what you can say about the best that we've been getting better throughout the season. So we played in week five, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. Feels
So
like you've been on a bye week for about the last 6 weeks, though.
yeah, I mean, we only had one bye week. Yeah,
Yeah,
last
I know,
week
but
we
it
didn't,
feels
but
like forever.
Partly it's because every week I think we've just known they're going to win. And I don't,
Yeah.
again, I don't mean that rudely. Like, it works both
No,
ways. Because of the week
no.
schedule, they've been playing teams
I
that you just know they're better than. And it
Bass,
almost is out of mind, out of sight, out of mind.
I did mean it rudely. No, I'm joking. It's I yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it's just that every game has been a cakewalk for them. And
It's like
so
the opposite of the Jets. Like, because you know the result, you're not focused on it. The Jets is kind of like, no matter who they're playing, it's just an ugly game, so nobody focuses
It's
on it.
compulsive viewing.
Yeah. Whereas, like, the Patriots is kind of in the background, so nobody's focusing on it because they're up 21-3 midway through the fourth quarter, and it's like a dead game. I think that kind of is out of sight, out of mind. And that's a credit to them.
Especially the last few games, we've been mostly been up 21 points in the first quarter, in the first half.
Yeah, and
And
it's
then
kind of.
we just coasted through the second half, and sometimes the scores were closer in the end than the game actually was.
You're watching Red
And
Zone, you don't see them much after like 7 o'clock, sort
no,
of thing. So it's like you just kind of forget that they're playing, which is a credit to them. It's what you want. If you're a coach,
absolutely.
you want boring games where you just beat teams you're meant to beat.
Yeah.
Um, but I just think there's one team that are coming in here full of desperation, and there's one team that are feeling kind of safe.
But
And
yeah, but
also,
desperate teams also make more mistakes.
I think Buffalo, I think I prefer. This comes back to the thing we've discussed like 3 years ago, Dan. I'd rather four touchdowns, two picks than two none. I've always said it. And I think bet Josh Allen won the MVP last year because he wasn't turning the ball over. But about halfway through the year, he stopped having the Superman plays as well. And I think that harmed him long term. I'd rather he threw the odd pick. And I think it was very conservative at the start of the year. They then, about 4 weeks ago, he started turning the ball over but didn't have the wild plays, the Superman plays. I think the past 2 weeks he's got the right mix of taking the risk, and occasionally it goes wrong, but you need to trust them that more often than not it'll go right. And I think that they're finding that now. But the main thing is, I don't think a loss is the worst thing for the Patriots right now.
No.
Oh no, it would, especially just before the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be in the playoffs. I mean,
Yeah,
I
that's what
have no
you
doubt.
don't want to be going in 15-game winning streak.
No.
Like, it sounds good, but you almost want to be a bit battle tested, which is why I'm so high on the Texans just now, because I think they're so battle tested already.
Yeah.
But I just think there's one team playing without desperation, and I also think they know this is their chance. Like I said, with Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow all out the playoffs, I think they know this is the year for them. Whereas I think the Patriots are playing with house money. They're far ahead of where I thought they'd be. I imagine they're far ahead where they thought they'd be.
I was happy if we played till week 17 for a wild card spot.
Yeah, that you're ahead of schedule. So
Yeah.
I think next year's probably the year they were targeting. Now, you don't turn it down now. You don't be like, oh, we don't. But I just feel like there's one team that their window's closed, and there's going to be desperation, and they need to win this week.
No.
I think Josh Allen as a caged animal as well is a dangerous prospect.
Yeah.
He's beginning to trust his receivers a bit more. Like, they have kind of moved away from the kind of run first side of things to Josh Allen slinging it to a load of receivers that I feels like he's trusting more than he has done for a long time.
Also, I don't know if the stats back this up, but just from like kind of watching the games, I feel like they're running them more and running them earlier in games as
Yeah.
well.
I think
It's
they
not
have
a
to.
last.
I think they know. Yeah, I mean, obviously they know.
And I think it's actually been smart because I think for the last few years, every time they've got to the playoffs, he's been a bit banged up. And almost think they've did what the Chiefs have did the last few years, and that they've almost played conservative until they realised they had to release it. I think the problem they had is they don't think they expected the Patriots to be this good. So they probably thought they could get to this point and then push on, but now they're getting to this point and it's like crap. We're chasing now. So yeah, I think it's going to be a big Josh Allen game. Do you know what the weather's to be like? Boston at this time of year after the snowstorm last week, and Buffalo could be.
Yeah, could be interesting.
But yeah.
Let's check the forecast. Snow showers.
Is May played a lot in the snow?
He's played some, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think it's a
May.
concern.
He's
ACC.
not a small quarterback, and
No, he's not. But it's almost like they're getting used to it. He probably would have. He was in the ACC. They've got Pittsburgh. They've got NC State. They'd have Wake Forest. They'd have Coldweather. Virginia Tech, Boston College. I imagine he would have played at least a couple. It's less about the big arm and more just, I imagine it's a bit of a culture shock if you're not used to playing in it.
Yeah, definitely. Patriots defense might be a deciding factor in this one, who are very, very good against both the run and the pass. That could be a concern. And I'd imagine Mike Vrabel will be love sinking his teeth into this one. I mean, and also the Buffalo Bills, 32nd against rushing touchdowns allowed. They've allowed 19 rushing touchdowns so far this season. Patriots aren't necessarily up there, but the Patriots only allowed 5 rushing touchdowns so far this year. This might be a Josh go out and do something kind of game.
What do you want
Josh
me
Allen.
to do? I'm often mistaken for
Same guy. Yeah.
Eli Stifel's
And
husband. That's definitely how I feel. If we
Okay.
lose, it's because Josh Allen had an amazing game.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great game regardless. This has like hallmarks to be a great game.
I think this is the actual game of the weekend. I think there's
Yeah.
games that have probably got more on the line for both teams because, like I said, the Patriots are in already, whereas Bengals Ravens is like elimination losers probably out.
Yeah.
But I think this is a game between two top six teams in the league,
Yeah.
and you don't get that very often this early in the regular season.
Yeah. Great. I'm torn now. Bass, I take it you're going for the Pats.
Yeah, I'm sticking with
Okay.
my guys.
Well, you join Alan, Duncan, and Will, who are all going for the Pats. Phil is going for the Bills.
Ah, oh, crap, I'm screwed. He's one of the
He
few people below me.
is, yeah. And me.
Are
you also going to patch? Is it the three people at the Bills? Is it the three people at the bottom?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's ride together on this one.
No, at least if you do, you gain on everybody. So,
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm
and
thinking.
for a 50-50 game anyway, that's not too bad
I
deal.
think it could go either way here. I
No.
wouldn't be
Yeah.
surprised by any result. I also wouldn't really surprise either team blowing the other out. It's one of
Nope.
those games I could literally see
No.
anything.
Yeah, that we
No.
don't see the second half of on Red Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next up, another division game. We have the Commanders versus the Giants. What a game, guys. I don't really
Yeah.
want to spend too long on this. I don't really think we need to.
Is Daniels out again? Have they announced it yet?
It wasn't looking good. He's limited at practice.
Just sit
Just
him for the
keep
year.
him. Just keep him
Just sit
sidelined.
him. Yeah. Like
Wrap him in
it's
cotton
not
wool
worth
for
it.
the rest of the season, yeah.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's really not.
No.
No.
I mean, I feel more and more like we're on an Archie Tree timeline with him, like the way it's going.
Yeah, try
And
and recoup it. Try and save him.
yeah.
I agree with the second half. I think the RG3 one was different. He ended up with a leg injury, then didn't want to run, was part of the
True,
issue.
but yeah, true.
And as soon as RG3 didn't want to run, he was good. He was a good enough passer. It's kind of like Lamar. It's like when the threat of the run's there,
Yeah.
it opens up passing lanes, but they're not an elite passer. So if they aren't willing to run, it closes lanes. I think Jane's actually a better passer than two of them in terms of that. I think his pocket pass is a bit stronger and he's
Yeah.
probably less of a runner. But I think he needs the running game in his game. So I'd sit him and just let it heal. Luke, your season's done anyway. Give him an elite receiver in the off season and go from there.
If he does sit out, do we think the Giants are winning this one then?
I think the Giants are winning either way.
Oh,
Yeah.
really? Yeah.
I think I've been impressed is the wrong word because they keep losing, but they fight every week. And I think that says a lot about the kind of culture that's been picked up since they fired their head coach, that they're still kind of in most games.
Yeah.
It's not even so much that since they fired. I mean, on the table, they were already on that trajectory
Yeah.
of being just head first, charge everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, but sometimes when the head coach goes, it kind of dies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If they still have that, it's kind of like if the coach has lost the changing room when he's fired, it's a pickup.
But if he still has it and the season's over, but they fall because they were less talent and not because they stopped trying, it can often die at that point.
Yeah.
But the fact they're still going, I just think the Commanders look dead right now. That was disgraceful last week.
I agree. I think the Commanders are kind of dead in the water. Bass, what do you think? Everyone's gone for the Giants. I'm going to say, if you want to get a ruse here.
Yeah, no, I'm not taking a ruse with the Commanders. No,
okay,
fair enough. Freaking way.
No worries. Okay. Giants across the board then.
Yeah.
We are stupid as hell, aren't we?
Oh,
we
yeah.
Are, yeah. This has got Commanders blowout written all over it. Marcus Mariota, 5 touchdowns. Yeah. You know. I don't want to spend too long on this one because I think I know where this one's going to go. I will say there is a potential for a bloody nose in this one, but I don't really believe it because I think one of these teams is the worst teams in the league, and that's the Las Vegas Raiders visiting the Philadelphia Eagles. I think currently the Raiders are a worse team than the Tennessee Titans.
Especially where we saw last week, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Philadelphia Eagles have been shitting the bed slightly, though. Yeah.
That's
Josh doing something. I think I know what he's going to do here.
Last week, with 5 turnovers, it's insane. But Hurts was so bad.
You doing it, Josh?
All right. So my current work, they're owned by a Philadelphia-based company. I have a lot of communication with people in Philadelphia. There is genuine chat in the streets of Philadelphia and the mainstream media, like the Philadelphia Inquirer, that they should bench Jalen Hurts. Serious chat. Like, Sirianni was asked, he does his weekly radio show, and the host was asking him, is it time to bench Jalen Hurts? Is he the problem with the team? Fans are wanting them to play Tanner McKee. Dan's making very much faces, I imagine you're all making, if you have not kept up to date with this situation.
That's insane. I thought this conversation was going to be about Sirianni losing his job.
I think that will start, but currently, Jalen Hurts should be benched. Do you know what you've not heard much of recently?
What?
AJ Brown moaning.
No.
Because they're losing every week, but he's getting his 7 targets, his 6 catches, and his 90 yards, and his odd touchdown.
Yeah, and ever since they started doing that, they've lost games.
Yep. And the defense are getting sick of the offense.
Yep.
Fair.
Saquon's not the same guy as last year.
Saquon's not the same guy as last year.
Admittedly, the offensive line's not the same as last year either.
I'm going Raiders.
You're nuts.
I think it's full meltdown. Remember, was it 2 years ago after they made the Super Bowl? They had the funk. They started 10-1 and then lost 5 of the last 6.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the exact same thing. Because we always talk about the dysfunction with Philadelphia, right? It doesn't show up fully when you're winning on the field. See, when you start losing, it spirals.
Yeah.
And I think the Raiders are terrible. But I think they've got too much talent to be the single worst team in the league win-loss record. I just don't see it.
Fair.
And I think this is a week to shock somebody. And that's why I'm sitting third bottom. But vibes not cogent analysis. All vibes here. No, I think Philly are cooked. I think they're completely and utterly cooked.
To put it into perspective, the spread on this one is a college spread. It's not an NFL spread. 11.5 points.
Yeah.
Minus 11.5 points to the Eagles, yeah.
I would be putting a lot of money on plus 11.5.
Yeah, I would as well.
I think 10 points is enough to cover that. I don't see the Eagles scoring 22.
No.
Against anybody right now.
At the moment, it's looking like Kenny Pickett will play for the Raiders. But then again, is that...
That's an upside.
Upgrade? Yeah,
that's an upgrade.
Yep.
Yeah,
I agree.
Geno Smith has seen so bad so far this year.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I am going Raiders, and I think 21-17.
Interesting. Bass? Has he convinced you?
He's tempting me.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'll put it into perspective.
If I don't get a ruse picking the Raiders against the Eagles...
You shouldn't be
Against last
sugarcoating
year's
that.
Super Bowl champions.
If I don't get a ruse with that, Jesus.
I mean, I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going Eagles because I genuinely think the Raiders are an absolute tire fire.
Yeah. I'll give them his ruse.
Yeah.
Victory.
Well, you say that, but no, I'm joking. Everyone's going to. Yeah. I think we know where we're going with this one next as well. New York Jets visit the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are sneakily. Huh? What do you say?
Can we just pick a runner and move on here?
I think the Jags. I was going to say, I want to give the Jags some props. That's all.
Okay.
Because I think they're sneakily probably the second most informed team in the league right now, behind the other team in their division.
How's the AFC South suddenly becoming the best division of football? How'd that happen?
Bonkers.
And
the Titans, yeah.
Yeah, the Titans.
Yeah. But I think the Jags are somewhat on fire this year. I think Liam Cohen should definitely be getting buzz as her coach of the year.
Yeah.
For what he's done. And it fits all the criteria of what they want from a coach of the year as well. So, yeah. The Jags are looking fantastic. So naturally they'll shit the bed and lose to the Jets in this one. I'm still going
I
to
mean,
go for the Jags,
the only
though.
Thing offensively the Jets have been doing decently so far this year is run the ball.
Yeah.
And the Jets are the number one run defense in the game.
Yeah, you're not. I think this is a Jags win.
Yeah.
I know that might surprise some people, but Jags win.
Does anyone here gamble?
Occasionally, no. Why?
Whatever the over is on Etienne's rushing yards, take it.
Yeah.
Whoever's expected to start tight end for the Jags, I can't remember his name.
The strange back, yeah.
Yeah. Take him to score a touchdown.
Yep.
Double that is a double. I personally guarantee it. I do not guarantee it. I'm not allowed to guarantee it as gambling. You may lose your money. But I personally guarantee it. Because we cannot stop running backs and we cannot stop tight ends. We have no linebackers and we have no DTs. Now we run up the middle and there's going to be tight end catching left, right, and center.
Yeah, I agree. Jags win across the board then, I'm guessing.
Yep.
We might be doing the same on this one as well. Arizona Cardinals visit the Houston Texans. I think this is an absolute meat grinder for the Arizona Cardinals.
Here's a question. How much points does the offense need to score for the Texans for you to be comfortable to win this game?
7.
I was going to say 14.
Nah, the defense will score. The defense will score at least 7 as well. So,
okay,
0. I genuinely think that's going to be my OIC this week. The Texans' defense outscores the Cardinals' offense.
I could see it.
Yeah. That defense is so good.
Yeah.
And ironically, I've actually been quite impressed with Brissett. Like, he's throwing the ball down the field, but
yeah,
this is not the team you want to try that against. You don't want to be sitting back there for 4 seconds in this defense. Like, oh, no.
I think Brissett has proven himself to be a exceptional backup quarterback.
Yeah.
He's going to get another.
That's how
he's, I look he's going to get another 4 or 5 years in the league out of it.
Yeah, fair play.
Make 3-4 million a year.
He'll be doing the like Chase Daniel analysis on YouTube as well, because he won't have earned enough money. Yeah.
Arnolovsky got the ESPN with it.
Jesus. That's insane. But there we go.
FYI, James has put his scores in.
Has he now? Let's have a look. So Bears, Bengals, Texans, Jags, Chiefs, Pats, Giants, Eagles. Okay. Pretty much what we expected.
Yeah.
Next one's a tight one, though. Next two
don't
are
want
tight
to hear
ones.
If we're all taking the Texans.
I assume we're
Baz
all taking the
take the Cardinals.
Huh? What did you say, sorry?
Baz may take the Cardinals.
You're going to take the Cardinals?
No, Baz, mate. I'm not.
No, absolutely not. I'm not insane.
I just assumed. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Makes an ass out of you and me, except I think the ass would be whoever took the Cardinals. But
yeah.
In this one. I think the Cardinals are cleaning house at the end of the season again.
Crap.
What?
No, he's going to get. They're going to get a quarterback then. We're going to less
Yeah,
likely to get
probably,
one.
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, someone's going to get Carter Murray.
Who
Ooshed.
do you think Conor Murray
College
goes
news
for?
that just came up live, by the way.
What's that?
College news.
What's that?
USC during their games the 2028 season are being forced to leave the Coliseum because it's getting used for the Olympics.
Wow.
I thought they'd own that stadium. And USC is a private school. UCLA is owned by the is a
Yeah.
public school, but USC is private.
That's crazy. I can't believe, for starters, the Coliseum is so fucking old. Like, I can't believe they're doing the Olympics there. The
No,
Olympics, the Olympics is always like brand new stadiums and stuff, but crazy.
So the Trojans are going to be playing at SoFi.
I see why they're not having the Olympics at so far. I suppose they've got.
There'll be a. I'm guessing the Coliseum's got some form of public ownership over it then,
Yeah,
so they
must do.
can't force it. Whereas SoFi will be completely private, I imagine.
Yeah, true. Good shout. Good shout. Next game. We ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Packers Broncos. I mean, statistically, this is game of the week, right? Like, this is the best team in the AFC versus the best team in the best team in the NFC. Are the
Yeah,
Packers number
it's
one?
no, it's
Oh,
second
the
best game in
Rams, no.
NFC. Yeah.
Okay, close enough to being the best team in the NFC.
Half a game out of the one seed, I think.
Yeah. Denver Broncos defense is incredibly impressive, and they're doing enough on offense. Green Bay Packers are good on defense, really good on defense, and explosive on offense. So I think what we're going to see in this one is a excellent clash between the Green Bay Packers offense and the Denver Broncos defense. However, I think the Green Bay Packers defense might completely shut down the Broncos offense.
Yeah. I mean, for a good while of the season, I wasn't impressed with the Packers offense, but they've been getting better last couple of weeks.
Jordan Love, the
And
last two games, has been a top five quarterback.
yeah, definitely. And I don't know how the Broncos are 11-2 with that offense. I
No.
mean, I assume that the defense is excellent. But how are they scoring points? Who's scoring the points? I have no idea. I expected more of Bo Nix this year than but
But they are definitely scoring points. It is worth noting that they are moving the ball.
yeah.
Just looking at it now, 11th in yards per attempt, rushing the ball. 7th in touchdowns, rushing the ball. And they're kind of like bang average in passing. So
So,
they're doing okay. And they're 14th in points scored.
what the Broncos are?
What?
That meme where it's like, "Oh, I'm so excited to watch my team play. I
Yeah.
fucking hate life." Oh, nice, we won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like every game, the whole game, I'm like they're obviously losing. They're terrible, and then they win, and then it
I've
happens
got a
again.
more concise comparison to another NFL team. The Denver Broncos, and someone mentioned this weeks ago, the Denver Broncos are the 2018 Chicago Bears. Someone put up a picture of Bo Nix with next to Mitch Trubisky and went close enough.
Yeah, I'm going to reject that just because I need my pre-draft ritual to be correct. So I didn't like Mitch and I liked Bo. So stick. Don't back down, double down, and all that.
But it's a big game for the Broncos. They're 11-2. They're going to be in the playoffs, but the last 4 weeks are all big games.
Yeah.
I
It's kind of
mean,
where
it's Packers, Jaguars, Chiefs, and Chargers. So
that's rough.
it's kind of what my problem with the new system is. Like, one, the extra team I think is a riot. I still prefer two teams getting the bye.
Yeah.
I think two teams should get a bye because, right, the problem is, especially when it comes to the way tiebreakers work, like as it stands, no matter what, the Broncos have the tiebreaker over the Patriots. It's worked out. Like, there's no way they can tie, and it doesn't. So you're like, if the Patriots lose one more game, the Broncos need to lose two. So the Patriots could end up at 14-3
yeah,
and not have a bye. I just don't think that's right.
No, me neither.
Even if they, and that's if the Broncos lose, you can end up 15-2 and not have a bye.
No, and you can could end up 14-3, not have the bye, and the 17 that's weeks in is the Chiefs.
Yeah, like yes, stuff that. But so I'm a big, it should be two, but yeah. I just rate the Broncos. I think they're well coached. I think they've got elite defense. They've got playmakers on defense, and what they've got is an offense that knows what it is.
Yeah,
like
agreed.
People are going to think I'm saying something I'm not here. It's very similar to early Brady Patriots.
Okay.
And
you're right.
People
are
going to think
that.
Yeah, they're going to think I'm saying something, but and I'm not. What I'm saying though is, they were more than happy to punt the ball.
Yeah.
And it's why Peyton Manning kept turning the ball over and Brady didn't.
Yeah.
Because if it got to 3rd and 8 and there was a 40-60 pass on, Brady would go, nope. Take the sack, duck the ball, throw it out of bounds, punt it, and we'll get the ball back and score in position again.
Yeah.
Whereas Peyton would be like, if we punt the ball here, they're just going to score at that end. So I may as well take that 40-60 throw. And he ended up turning the ball over a lot. The Broncos are kind of like that in that they're quite happy to just say, no, I'll take the punt here.
Yeah.
Trust the defense to give us the ball back and then we'll go score the next play. And I think... On you, sorry.
No, I've got something, a stat, but you keep going.
I think they know what they are. I think they're quite comfortable. And what they have got and what they need to try more of, in my opinion, which kind of count on that is, go hurry up a bit earlier sometimes. Goal's obviously really comfortable in the hurry up.
Yeah.
It's why they're good in the fourth quarter. Let them do it even just every other drive or something like that. Throw one in there. See what happens.
Yeah. Here's a fun stat. Do you know who the number one ranked defense in third down is?
I'm guessing Broncos.
Yeah. Do you know who the number one ranked offense on first down, on third down is?
Green Bay.
That's going to be a fun matchup.
Which to me means it's going to be decided on first and second down.
Or, and this was the bit I was withholding a little bit, Broncos are ranked 20th against fourth down, stopping 50% of them. Okay. And that's not offense, hang on, my bad. 14th on defense. Packers are fourth on offense and fourth down. Packers are one of those teams that uses third down to get closer on fourth down. And Josh,
how are they so good at third down then? How are they so good at third down then? Does it count as a fail if you pick up like 5 yards on 3rd and 6, then go for it on 4th?
Yeah.
Interesting that they're that good at 3rd and 4th down then. You think they'd opposite almost.
Yeah, just the first couple of downs, they're not very good at
it. It would mean just they usually get within 1 or 2 yards.
Yeah, but still a fail then.
So yeah, but it's still a fail, but
no.
If you get 50%, you reach it, and 50% you don't, means your 4th down rate is pretty damn high because you're only going 1 or 2 yards every time.
It means you're moving the ball a ton as well.
Yeah.
I think, but what I mean by I think we won in 1st and 2nd, if it's consistently 3rd and 3 or less, the Packers will pick those up. Yeah. If it's consistently 3rd and 5 or more, the Broncos will get stops.
Yeah.
That's what that reads like to me.
Yeah.
I just trust the Broncos more.
Interesting.
I've seen the Packers hit much higher heights than I've seen the Broncos, but I've seen them hit a lot lower lows. I know what I'm getting from the Broncos every single week. Kind of similar to the Patriots. But I think I know what I'm getting every single week, and I don't think either team are particularly desperate right now. They're both sitting. One thing is, I think, do the Packers count as the 3rd best team technically in the NFC? They're the 2 seed, but the Seahawks are the 5 seed with more wins.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think both teams are kind of similar level of desperation in this game, similar importance.
Yeah.
Both going for seeding rather than playoffs. I think both are quite comfortable in the playoffs now, and it's all about seeding.
Yeah.
And with that, I think the floor with the Broncos is higher. So I'll take that.
Okay. Bass.
I'm going to go Packers.
Yeah.
And this, the defenses cancel each other out, so I'm going with who I think is the better quarterback.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it as well. I think the Packers defense is rolling at the moment, last couple of games. You're not alone, though, Josh. Duncan went for the Broncos as well. But me, Will, Alan, Phil, and Bass, we're all going for the Packers. Ew. I don't feel good about it. Next up, Detroit Lions visit the LA Rams. The Lions got back on track against a relatively lackluster opponent last time, although they kind of blew the doors off them. And they're up against an LA Rams team that is somewhat frustrating sometimes. How are we feeling about this one, guys?
It's going to be a fun game to watch.
I agree.
That's the main point. But yeah, it's a must-win game for the Lions.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I disagree. I would like it if they didn't win. But like...
Yeah, okay. I understand you don't want them to win, but it's a must-win game for them.
Yeah, for them, yeah.
Yeah. So
I would say it's must-not win, but you know, yeah. Whatever.
So yeah. They're going to be desperate, but... I mean,
Lions secondary is playing really well. That's where I'm at with this.
Yeah.
Lions secondary versus what the Rams can put out on offense is an interesting battle. I have another opinion on this, though.
There you go.
The Rams secondary is playing really well at the moment as well.
I think the Rams are just playing really well at the minute.
Yeah, the Rams defense in general is playing really well. The Lions have offensive line problems.
Yeah. And against the Rams, that's not good news.
It's not good.
I mean,
I seen someone describe this game as a fold the franchise game.
Interesting.
If Matt Stafford plays well and wins this game, his last three games are Seahawks, Falcons, Cardinals.
Yeah.
I think he's going to play very well against the Falcons and Cardinals. And I think if he plays well and wins this game, he's got a big enough lead in the MVP race that with those two performances, he could even have a bad game and a loss against the Seahawks, and he'll probably win the MVP. Right? If the Lions at home see their guy that they had for over 12 years, 10 years, and did nothing with,
yeah,
not only wins his MVP at their building, having won a Super Bowl since leaving them, and ends the best run they've had in 50 years by knocking them out the playoffs at home in the third year of this proper going for it style, fold the franchise, it's done.
Yeah.
And I think the Rams win quite convincingly.
I do too.
I think the Lions are... And I love Dan Campbell, but I don't know if he goes too hard now. I think that's 2 years in a row they've completely broken down with injuries.
Here's how I look at it, right? Dan Campbell as a play caller has had mixed results so far. He's going up against one of the best offensive minds in the league right now. And for the last decade, in fact.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
He's been an offensive genius for the past decade, but
yeah,
he's one of the best going back decades, I think, if that makes sense.
Do you think, is Stafford really the front runner for MVP?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the odds-on favourite now.
I'd have said Drake May, but okay.
No, I think they've got the same record, but Stafford's stats are far better.
Oh, if he wins an MVP, I think he's a Hall of Famer, by the way. I'm just going to put that one out there right now.
Yeah, I think yards, they're very similar, but I think he's got like an extra 10 touchdowns or something.
Mm.
So, yards, Prescott's got the most, actually. And everyone's now had their bye, so it's not yards per game. You can just look at yards now.
Yeah.
So, May's 3,400. Stafford's 3,350.
Yes, it's close enough.
It's close enough. And then the touchdown, Stafford's 35, May's 23. Turnovers, it's 4 for Stafford, 6 for May. Passer rating's pretty much 111 to 110, so it's bang on. I think the touchdowns throws it. And yep. I also think, I think they like giving it to a guy for career achievement.
Yeah.
You see it quite a lot. It's the kind of older guy that's performing in a way.
It may isn't overpowering him enough for that to be
no
taken out of it now. And
especially, I think they end up taking schedule. I think the problem Mays had is he's not had enough primetime games. It's as much a, and it's like I was saying, it's like an insight and mind thought of thing.
Yeah.
But I think he's quite heavily favoured right now, Stafford, actually. I don't think it's particularly close.
Interesting.
But there only has two in the conversation. There's nobody else that's even remotely close.
Makes sense. Anyone that I had to win MVP this year wasn't a quarterback, which is frankly unheard of. So
And even then, especially Taylor has also waned a bit with the fortunes of
Njigba hasn't though.
No, Njigba hasn't though.
So Stafford's 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
May's 2-1.
Yep.
Who do you think's third? So it's 1-2, 2-1, then 10-1, 12-1, 75-1.
Oh my God.
I still think Taylor's third.
Yeah.
No, he's now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's 12th at 200-1.
Is Dak in there?
Dak is the 75-1, so he's the first one that's like a big jump.
Josh Allen
is 4th at 12-1.
Crazy. Daniel Jones.
We've already spoke about this game. Yeah.
Have we? Okay.
Quite recently.
Okay.
Very recently, in fact.
Jordan Love.
Yeah.
It's playing really well. Mm. Once again,
at 10-1 with 3 games to left, it's a 2-horse race.
Yeah.
What I really like that Jordan Love has made me realize I don't actually hate the Green Bay Packers as much as I thought I did. I just really hated Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's a thin line between love and hate, isn't it? Like you grew up loving them, and
the games are fun. Well, they're not, but they might be now.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one. I want to go two more down, right?
Yeah.
So that Prescott's 75-1.
Yeah.
That is two people then, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, tied for 6th at 100-1. Both quarterbacks.
We've had Josh Allen already.
Yep.
I would still say that some people put Mahomes up there somehow.
No, he's not even in the top 12. I don't know how far you need to go.
Bo Nix.
Myles Garrett is more likely than Pat Mahomes. Bo Nix is one of them.
Yeah.
I think quarterbacks are winning teams, basically.
Sam
Darnold.
Yeah, makes sense.
Donald, quarterbacks are winning teams.
Darnold was like right up there at the start, towards, I mean, only a few games ago. So.
He had one game that he truly put away.
Yeah, and the problem is, it's like I said, the opposite of May's problem. That was the one game that was the primetime game that everybody was watching.
Yeah.
And when everybody's watching it and you do well, it skyrockets your odds. When you do poorly, it plummets them.
Makes sense. I'll be going Rams across the board on this one then.
I'll go Lions. I'm going to Lions. I need to support them.
And on top of which, this is a fun one to get a ruse on with the Detroit Lions. So, yeah.
Is it a ruse? Is everybody went Rams?
Everyone's gone Rams. I'm going Rams as well.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Next up, Carolina Panthers visit the New Orleans Saints. It's crazy that this does have playoff implications.
Are you raging, Dan?
Why is that?
Do you remember last week?
Remind me, sorry. What?
You really wanted to take the Saints.
I wanted to take the Saints. Uh-huh. Yes. And then I got talked out of it.
Then you thought you were going crazy, so decided not to.
But I've forgotten really about that. Yes.
You really wanted to take the Saints. I've been thinking about it since I was watching the game.
I'd totally forgotten about it.
You really wanted to take the Saints.
And then I just talked myself out of it. Yeah. What an idiot. I could be one closer to being not from being away from the bottom.
That'd be a ruse and a half, that though.
Would have been, wouldn't it? And it was. That's what I was. Oh. It's because they went for the Raiders the week before. It's my own fault. All right, who goes for the Raiders and the Roos, eh, Josh? But like, so technically, this is the top team in the well, assuming it's the top team in the NFC South, depending on what's happened tonight, versus the bottom team in the NFC South. But the Saints just keep giving teams bloody noses.
Yeah, I've actually been really impressed with the Saints again. Like,
yeah,
kind of similar to what we're saying about the Giants. It's like it says a lot about the culture someone's building.
Yeah.
When they're 3-10 and still fighting every week.
I've gone from despising the Saints to loving the Saints. Like, and what they're doing.
You despise them because they couldn't figure out the salary cap though. For
wound
years.
Me up.
It really annoyed you.
And they're finally
well, no,
dealing
it
with
wound
it.
Me
and
up.
And they're dealing with it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Exactly. And it wound me up because it was the whole, well, the salary cap's a myth. And I'm like, no, it's not a myth. Look at how far they're kicking this can down the road. Okay? And it's like, well, they've made it work. They've made it work, but are they going to win anything? No, they're not going to win anything. Whereas now
I mean,
they're like, okay.
Are they still playing Drew Brees at this point?
No, they've stopped playing Drew Brees, at least.
Yeah.
That's something. But who knows, unless he comes back. So... I don't know. It's for me, Dave Canales is another outside bet for Coach of the Year.
No, you can't win Coach of the Year at 3-10.
No, Dave Canales for the Panthers.
Oh, sorry, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I thought because we were talking about the Saints.
I think they're better teams with better records who are more challenged, but he has done very well.
Just an FYI, the Bucks are technically top of the division just now. I don't know what the tiebreaker is because they've not played each other yet, so there'll be some
No,
sort
but
of...
they might be either in a lead.
Yeah.
Wait, the Panthers haven't played the Bucks yet?
No, they play twice in the next 4 weeks.
Holy shit.
To decide the division. So they're both at 7-6 and they play twice in the next 4 weeks.
The NFL is scripted because obviously what the Bears and the Packers are doing something similar as well, so... But like...
They don't play this week either, obviously, so it's this third last week of the season and the last week of the season.
That's bonkers. That is utterly bonkers. I love it. I mean, I think the Panthers take this one realistically.
Yeah.
I think unlike the Saints played the Bucks when the Bucks have been faltering recently.
Yeah.
The Panthers are playing the best football they've played all year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's a timing thing. I think it works for them.
Yeah, I agree.
Sneaky hot take, though.
Yeah.
In 12 months' time, we're going to see Bryce Young as the best quarterback in that class.
Who's he up against?
CJ Stroud.
Oh.
It was just decided after the rookie year, CJ Stroud was the pick. But CJ Stroud's not been good for 2 years now. They're winning games now, but he's not been good for 2 years.
He's been all right this year.
And Bryce Young's getting better every time I see him.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, 12 months' time.
I can't believe it. I mean, what we've seen with this year with comparing Daniels, for example, against May, rookie season doesn't mean everything. Hell, what we've seen in the last few years is the first 2-3 years don't mean anything with a QB.
It's a poor example to hold him up against what he's done this year, but Geno Smith and then Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield.
Not Justin Fields.
I'm still rooting for Justin Fields.
But Daniel Jones.
Like, yeah, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Like,
he just didn't need to go elsewhere, but the improvement Josh Allen made was ridiculous.
Exactly. So, like,
QBs need time.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, oh, Caleb's not playing his best football. I'm like, no. He's like 12. But he'll grow into it. It will happen. There are enough flashes that make me happy about the Chicago Bears
football.
He's
playing and he has a coach that can improve him.
Yeah.
He will be fine.
Yep, definitely. Ben Johnson, if you ever need a special hug, let me know.
On the kind of these like failed quarterbacks, ones that look really bad, like JJ McCarthy. They had a good week at game last week, actually, but I heard someone say that what they should do is Kevin O'Connell should cut JJ McCarthy and then sign him off the waivers so he can fix him as a reclamation project quarterback.
That is really funny.
Yeah, but it's sad when your statistics are being compared against your Marcus Russell and they are worse.
To his credit, he is better than Jamarcus Russell.
The stats don't say so.
Well, only
he's
just.
Yeah, only just, but only exactly. Just worse than Jamarcus Russell is.
Oh, he was?
He's I worse. He was. I think he's now better after last week.
Yeah, last week.
Okay, but it's so damn like, close.
He's more on the sack Zach Wilson level right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So where are we going with this one then?
Yeah, it's the Panthers. They're just a better team.
Panthers.
They're further along.
Again, I think it'll be close. I think the Saints kind of play everyone tough, so I don't think it'll be a blowout. And I don't think the Panthers are actually good enough yet to blow anyone out.
No, definitely
the
not.
Falcons somehow earlier in the season, because you know the Falcons don't know what they are. But in general, I think they just kind
but
of.
But they're going into the playoffs. The Panthers probably. And
they're kind of like ironically, they're the anti-Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
The Bucks play down to their level. The Panthers play up to the opponent, the level of their opponents. So it's always a close game.
Fair.
But let's be honest, they're going into the playoffs, and every wild card team will be happy to see them.
Well, the Panthers.
Yeah, if you're a wild card team, they are the one that you want to play, I think.
Do we think the Panthers are making the playoffs then?
Yeah.
Really?
I think they're making it over the Bucks.
I think that it'll come down to those two games.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And with the way the Bucks defense is playing, and Baker isn't himself after getting hurt. I don't
right
think
now, would you rather play the Panthers or the Eagles?
Still the Panthers. Mm.
Who'd have thought that was a question 4 weeks ago?
Yeah. But it's a question.
Crazy.
I still would probably want to play the Panthers. I think if the Eagles play up to their potential, they're still a much better team.
Yeah.
And they can always turn it up for one game, especially in the playoffs.
Yeah. Panthers across the board, then everyone's gone for the Panthers.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't want to spend too long on this one either. Tennessee Titans, who won a game last week versus the San Francisco 49ers. Do we need to talk about this one much?
Like, huh? No. 49ers, no. Big.
Yeah. I think so.
Hmm? When you go by, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it's clear what the best division in football is.
Yeah. He won't win it, but I think Kyle Shanahan should have a really good shout for Coach of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the injuries they've had, to just keep winning.
Yeah.
Very
absolutely.
Impressive.
Niners across the board then?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not close.
The Indianapolis Colts versus the Seattle Seahawks. I feel like 3 weeks ago we'd have been talking about how interesting a game this is.
I mean, I'm still not sure who's playing QB for the Colts this week.
Riley Leonard's injured, isn't he?
I believe he's training to playing, but it's not certain yet.
No.
Yeah, it's the wheels have come off the Colts. And even the last 2 weeks with Daniel Jones wasn't going well.
What's this?
Anyone that's not able to watch, obviously, Dan's asking what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And effectively, I am currently wearing a Jets Christmas jumper celebrating the wheels coming off the Colts because someone has their first round pick.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah.
It's now looking like it's going to be a top 17-ish pick.
That's not bad.
And we'll get the first next year as well, which if Daniel Jones misses half the year and they can't figure out quarterback, that's going to be a good pick as well.
It is, yeah.
And let's be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if they end up. Wow, yeah. They might end up 8-9.
Yeah, they're not winning. I don't think they win another game.
Yeah.
That schedule's brutal.
That schedule, yeah. Seahawks, 49ers, Jacks, and Texans.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That's by far the hardest schedule any team's got left.
Yeah. And
that's four of the most informed teams in the league.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah. So, Seahawks in this one then, yeah?
Yeah,
you
no,
are
it isn't close.
Unstoppable at the moment.
I mean, they gave up 2 first round picks for Solomon Gardner, and he's not playing even. So.
Yeah. In the next one, Minnesota Vikings put on, I think, their most impressive performance of the season so far last week. Can they replicate that against the Dallas Cowboys?
Mm-hmm. No.
I think this will be a fun game, actually, to watch.
I don't know.
I think it'll be fun. I think most Cowboys games are fun.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fun in the sense that I enjoy watching the Dallas Cowboys offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually think the Cowboys defense, even when it's bad, it's like, it's the opposite of things I've moaned about with the Jets. It's not boring and bad.
Yeah.
They have splash plays. They have players making plays. They just sometimes...
And they have the Quinn Williams has been a huge upgrade for them as well.
Yeah,
like sometimes what will happen is they'll like make a play on first down, but then give up a second and 12.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
at least it's funny to watch them make the plays. It's like it's not just they're giving up 4 yards and just slowly moving the ball on them. It's like plays in chunks. I really like watching Cowboys games.
I do. They're fun to watch.
Yeah. So, but I think we've seen the best of the Vikings at the weekend. I think this is a bit of a blowout.
Gave it all up in one go, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a comeback on the horizon, let me put it that way.
I think what happens is he's nine every nine games.
I love it.
And he's had that now, so we'll see it the week four next year. He'll be good again.
Yep. Yeah, there we go. Whoever he's playing for.
The Jets.
Maybe.
Well, don't.
No, there's no chance.
No, they can't move on from after giving up Darnold. They physically can't. They need to make it work.
They can move on. You want an example of a team that couldn't move on, that did move on? The San Francisco 49ers with Trey Lance.
Yeah, but the difference is they moved on because their guy was performing better.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, him Bowser or whatever his name is it? Like, Brosnan, I don't know his name.
Yeah, Brosnan.
Brosnan, yeah.
It's not him. No. I don't think they can move on.
I wonder if there's a. I wonder if they're in the market for Kyler Murray.
I think he's got Steelers written all over him.
He does, but that's just because that's the same mistake they make every year.
Yeah.
So, but I think Kyler Murray going to the Vikings, they need a veteran proven talent to come in and take that role, because that's the only way they can get away from the stinker of nine now. So that's why I think they'll probably go for someone like Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is the only veteran that I think would be suitable for the job.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cowboys across the board?
Yeah, from beautiful.
Yeah, no worries. Not much variation this week, guys. I'm sorry. Except for the next one. Miami Dolphins visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah, cool.
I don't think there will be much variation with this either, in a way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who do you think's winning this one?
I think most of us will go Dolphins.
Interesting. Because I'm definitely very tempted to go Dolphins. The only thing that might put me off is A-Chain still injured.
Don't know.
I think that does make a difference.
He had 100. He had 100 scrimmage yards in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah. So we'll look.
No, he isn't on the injury report. So.
Okay.
Oh, Yahoo Sports was saying he was limited today.
Oh, really?
Practice.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh, this is a very old.
We'll have a gradual increase in work this week. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the injury report here is from December 4th, so that's not very accurate.
So he did train, but limited today, but they expect him to be full participant tomorrow, is what I'm reading.
So since their loss to the Cleveland Browns in week 7, they've gone from 1-6 to 6-7. The Miami Dolphins are one of the most informed teams in the league right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, really. I think he saved his job.
They've played him.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I thought they were dead. It wasn't even after the Browns game. It's when they felt like 1-3 or something early, and they just had the game where they just did not turn up. They were terrible.
Two of the teams they've beaten as well. Oh, no, they lost to the Ravens. My bad. But they did beat the Bills.
Yeah, but they...
And the Jets. I mean, come on. Put some respect on our name.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
But yeah, but early in the season, Mike Daniel looked like he was done.
He was done, yeah. He just needed it to get a lot worse, like in terms of injuries and personnel, before it ever got any better. So, fair play. Interesting run-in as well for that team. Because
Yeah,
it
it's not
feels
typical.
like two of those teams are on the cusp of playoffs, but not in form. So, Pittsburgh Steelers and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But also the Cincinnati Bengals and the opportunity to give the Patriots a bloody nose on the last day of the season is an interesting one, I think.
And depending on how the Patriots do tonight and then the Broncos do with their schedule, Patriots have the one seed locked up by them. Because the Broncos have a really hard schedule and the Patriots, if they win Sunday, do not after that. So they could have the one seed already locked up. The problem
And
is then,
if the
do you
Patriots win,
rest if you have the one seed?
yeah, I have to, I think.
That's two, that's in 3 weeks
Two,
between
yeah.
games before the first playoff
I
game.
don't like it if you ever buy two rest players.
It's a
2 weeks of no
long
play
rest, that.
has been proven for many teams not to be good. But if the Patriots win on Sunday and the Dolphins win out with the possibly the Patriots having sealed up the number one seed on last week, they could be in the playoffs.
Yep. I don't think so. I think they've gave themselves too much. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, I think they will be one game out in the end, but especially with both the Chargers and the Texans.
Yeah, I
I
think
mean,
there's just
one
too
of the
many
Jaguars and the
teams.
Texans will take off one of the spots at least.
Yeah. I think they win this one, though.
Yeah.
I think they win this one. And absolutely fair play to them, I agree. Like, what they've done this season is nothing short of astonishing considering where they started.
The turnaround hasn't been insane. I did not expect this at all.
1-6 to 6-7.
Yeah.
Bonkers.
And looking at their schedule, they could actually end up 10-7, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, are the three of us going for the Dolphins?
I'm
Yeah, I think the
100%
Steelers are
going,
terrible.
yeah.
Well,
Even the Ravens game, the Ravens tried to give them it, and then at the end, they were ready to tie it up at the end.
Well, we've all gone for the Dolphins.
Rest have all gone for the Steelers.
Will and Alan have gone for the Dolphins. Alan and F sorry, Duncan, James, and Phil have all gone for the Steelers. Which is interesting. But there we go. Right, full slate of games. Looks like a lot of fun ones in there as well. Looking forward to actually watching the games. If you want to contact us, hit us up on Twitter or Blue Sky, got there eventually. It's just Gridiron Gents on both of those. And then just come join the Discord. Please come join the Discord. It's where all the fun happens. The pinned tweet is on both of those things. It's the pinned tweet on both of those. Good Lord, guys. It's the pinned tweet on both of those forms of social media. It's where we have most of our NFL chats, particularly on Sundays. And we would love to have you in to help us out. There will be a college pod this week, Josh.
There will be. Going over the news that we teased earlier. It's an interesting one. And going over last week's rankings that came out. We know who the
Interesting
playoff teams
situation.
are. I've been having a lot of arguments with people on it. I think the committee got it bang on.
I think so as well.
I disagree with the format. I don't like the format. But based on the criteria they're given and the types of teams they need to pick in terms of number of bids for champions and things, I think they got the right 12. But we're going to break that down tomorrow because there is some people that disagree with that.
Yeah. And when
Oh.
there's a choice to be made, all people will always disagree, so
Yeah.
yeah.
Just quickly as a tease, what's the main disagreement on?
Notre Dame.
Nope, disagree.
But it's not Notre Dame over Miami. It's Notre Dame over Alabama, people are saying. The problem Notre Dame have got, because the people are saying Notre Dame are 10 and 2, Alabama are 10 and 3. But I was like, Alabama were over Notre Dame going into the championship weekend. I don't think you should move a team down for losing a game that they qualified to play for when the other teams are sitting at home.
Yeah.
And I don't think BYU should have been moved down. But BYU wouldn't have made the playoffs anyway. They would have still been outside. But I don't think they should have moved down.
Yeah.
But that's they did. I don't think you can. I think so. Alabama were the one seed in the SEC.
Yeah.
You cannot have them miss the playoffs while the likes of Oklahoma go to the playoffs because Alabama played the championship game that none of them qualified for.
Yeah.
I don't think that can logically happen. So I think they got the right 12, but we'll break it down and I'll give some arguments people have for Notre Dame.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, there we go. Right, guys, we're going to go. Thank you for listening. Fun one this week. Looking forward to a load of these games. And speak to you next week or speak to you later in the college pod. I know I won't be, but Josh will be.
Yeah, cheers.
Anyway, yeah. Right. Goodbye, guys. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.